Lengthy ambulance response times are unfortunately not unusual, but they are definitely unacceptable. And I believe the lives of the people of the North West are as important as the lives of the people anywhere living in the country, in the cities or anywhere else. I accept that there are challenges in rural Ireland and that we cannot expect to achieve the same turnaround times as urban areas, but they could and need to be vastly improved. These can be life or death situations, but our ambulance services do not have the capacity to deal with the call-outs they're receiving. And what's more alarming is the lack of action on the part of the government, which seems unconcerned about this, and the fact that elderly people can be waiting anything from 2 hours to 5 hours. And I'm also advised that there's no short-term cover available for ambulance staff. So if staff members are out sick due to the lack of minimum amount of staff members, ambulance cover might be dropped. That's a sad reality.
I am pleased to inform the House, Cancorla, that 12 additional staff have been approved to be deployed to the North West region for 2019. These additional staff will provide additional emergency capacity to the region in the coming year. The number of developments have been made by the National Ambulance Service in order to address the issue of response times and ambulance cover in the North West. I know too that a pilot of a new community paramedic model of care funded by the EU in border counties has also been completed. In relation to resources in the North West, the first phase of the programme saw two community paramedics assigned to Buncrana, County Donegal. The capacity review published in 2016 identifies particular difficulties serving rural areas such as the North West region. The capacity review indicated that the only practical way to improve first times in rural areas is through voluntary first responders CFR schemes. The National Ambulance Service continue to work with the local CFR groups across the region to enhance services.